Good morning. A wet start to the day across most of interior New York and New England as rain showers redeveloped overnight. Nothing too particularly strong or severe, although some heavier bursts of rain will be out there right on through the morning drive. Otherwise, it's mild and muggy with temperatures mainly in the 60s. This round of showers will pivot through the region during the early to mid-morning hours and then out through northern New England, leaving us with a dry stretch of weather for a short time in the middle of the day. At that point, we'll turn our attention to the west, where a batch of wind energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, coupled with a strong jet stream in the upper levels of the atmosphere, will pivot overhead, along with a cool pool of air aloft. With any surface heating, which is quite typical for this time of year, will create a fair amount of instability, and a round of showers and thunderstorms will develop from early to mid-afternoon and continue through the latter portion of the day. Any of these storms will be strong to even severe, with strong gusty winds and hail most likely. Of course, torrential downpours in and around these storms are common, and frequent lightning. Temperatures today will top out in the upper 70s to around 80. Showers and storms will wind down this evening. We'll have gradually clearing skies overnight tonight with areas of fog forming and lows back into the 50s. With high pressure building in behind the system, we'll look for a mixture of sunshine and clouds for the day tomorrow. As a disturbance heads our way from the Ohio Valley, there is the risk of a late-day thunderstorm, but mainly out in central New York. One or two storms could fire in the western Mohawk Valley and western Catskills late tomorrow, but the better chance for showers and thunderstorms will be after dark tomorrow night for more of us in our region. Temperatures tomorrow will be in the lower 80s. Couple of dry days on Thursday and Friday, warm as well, with a mix of sun and clouds. Both days will be in the lower to middle 80s to round out the work week. Another system will head our way to open up the weekend with a good chance of showers and thunderstorms Friday night into the day on Saturday. Highs on Saturday around 80, and right now it looks like Sunday will be the better of the two weekend days with more sunshine and highs in the lower 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of the upper Midwest and northern plains. That is in addition to the risk for severe weather locally. Isolated to scattered thunderstorms are forecast to develop in the vicinity of the frontal zone from northern Minnesota to South Dakota during peak heating and then spread eastward. The presence of around 25 to 40 knots of effective bulk shear, the strongest of which will be in the upper Midwest, will be sufficient for multi-cell and perhaps supercell modes. Severe wind and hail will be the primary concerns with this activity, with the severe wind risk bolstered in central South Dakota to southwestern Minnesota by large instability as temperatures climb into the 90s. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility in fog and 50 degrees with the dew point at 50, 100% humidity and a west wind at 43 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 37 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies with light rain and 68 degrees, the dew point 64. 87% relative humidity, a south wind at 13 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.65 inches and falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 114 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 27 at Leadville, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the lower 80s, Boston cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 76 degrees, the low 60, the average temperature 68, that's 3 degrees above average. 79 hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, now 1.94 inches, which is 9-tenths of an inch above average, and 10.66 inches for the year, which is 5.16 inches below average. The average high temperature at Albany today, 76 degrees, the average low, 55. The record high, 100, set in 1933, and the record low, 37, in 1977. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:32 p.m., 15 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy today with showers and thunderstorms likely and highs in the lower to mid-70s. Showers and thunderstorms this evening, then partly cloudy with areas of fog overnight and lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy today with showers and thunderstorms and highs around 80. Showers and thunderstorms this evening, then partly cloudy with areas of fog overnight and lows in the mid to upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the middle to upper 70s. Showers and thunderstorms this evening, then partly cloudy overnight with areas of fog developing and lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy today with showers and thunderstorms likely and highs in the upper 70s. Showers and thunderstorms this evening, partly cloudy with fog overnight and lows in the middle to upper 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy today with showers and thunderstorms and highs in the middle to upper 70s. Showers and thunderstorms this evening, then partly cloudy overnight with areas of fog and lows in the middle to upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a late-day thunderstorm possible in central New York in the lower 80s, a mix of sun and clouds Thursday and Friday, lower to mid-80s, showers and thunderstorms possible Saturday around 80, and mostly sunny Sunday and Monday, lower to mid-80s again. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.